GPS receivers come in a variety of shapes and sizes, but most of them have the same characteristics. And I would like to go over this schematic drawing of a typical GPS receiver and discuss some of the common components and what they do and how they do it. And this will give you, I hope, some idea of how the GPS signal is transformed into a measurement through the components of the receiver. It's undoubtedly the most important hardware in a GPS survey, and the capabilities of the receiver affect the results. Obviously, for example, a purely pseudo-range or code phase receiver would probably give less accurate results than a receiver that took advantage of the carrier phase observable. GPS receivers, depending upon their makeup, are capable of accuracies that range from submeter to subcentimeter, and even in extraordinary work to millimeter accuracies. There are many techniques that are used in GPS receiving, of course, but the receiver itself has common components. Some require external antennas, some have external batteries, data collectors, some are tripod mounted, some are handheld that have all components built in, and some can be used in both ways, with externals and without.